Continuing Hilchos Tefila Simin Sadi Beis Si'if Ches Hamashtin Lo Yispalel Ad She Yishe Kdehiluch Arba Amos Mishum Nitzotos. So a person who was done urinating shouldn't daven until the amount of time they would take for them to walk the Ad Amos, because there still could be drips, liquid coming out, urine coming out. The Hamispalel Lo Yashtin Ad She Yishe Kdehiluch Arba Amos. And a person who had finished davening should not urinate until the amount of time it would take for them to walk dal damos, 7 feet 3 inches. Shekol arba amos tefilas v'shigur b'fiv v'rachoshe merachashin sifvose. So, like, it's still, his lips are still moving, he's murmuring, he's still, you know, shagur b'fiv, he's still thinking about the davening, so he shouldn't at that point urinate. Explains the Mishnah Berurah now in Sifkat and Lamed Aleph. Hamashtin roitzalom b'keli, in a kli. Venitel hakli, and they took it away. V'chol ki haygavne she'ein osur lehispal machmas hameraglaim gufa. In a case where it's not the actual urine is there, but it's just that he urinated, and then that's being taken away, that's being removed. Lamed beis sheyishe kidei acher arba amos shiuro hachamim shenitzoytus sheba amoso kalim shebekisuso. So for the amount of dal amos, so then whatever drips becomes absorbed in his clothing. Lamed gimel kidei hiluch, the amount of time, wrote to Loimer, hazman shel hiluch arba amos, the amount of time it would take to walk the dal amos, avala acher sheshoha shir ze muta lahashtin af b'mokam shehispalel. So in that amount of time, he doesn't have to walk away, just that amount of time he could urinate in the place where he had just davened. But it still is a nice thing to do. It's a midas chasidus not to daven within, not to pish within the dalad amos of where a person had davened. Kosev a sefer chasidim simin tavtav chavches she'ein lahashtin o larok b'makom shekiso dam chayav of v'vracha be'od shehadam mechuse. So he brings that you shouldn't urinate or to spit in a place where they had done a kisi hadam. While it's still there. Continuing now in Sif Tes, Ha Rokek Lo Yispalel Ad Sheyashe Arba Amos, Ha Mispalel Lo Yorok Ad Sheyashe Arba Amos, Vidav Gilritzono, Aval Im Nizdamin Lo Rok Mutter, Ayin Lakaman Simon Sadi Zain. Okay, so what's it talking about? That you spit, you have a spittle, yeah, you shouldn't daven. There, says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Daled, but Luritzono Pirish Misha Roikik Machmas Tiol, because of the trip. Ayin be Simin Tzadi Zayin Roitzalom. This means Shilafamim Mutar Af Betocha Tefila. There's times we're even allowed to spit in the middle of Shmona Esrei. Okay, and then the last Sif in this Simin Yud. Tovli tain tzedakah kodem tefila. It's good kodem tefila. It's good to give tzedakah before one davens. And he brings down in Lamed Vav why tefila dechsev ani betzedek echazef anecha, with tzedek, with tzedakah, I will see your face. And that's what we're doing. We're standing in front of Hashem by davening. Uveezek kihilos kedoshos niskan hamen and glitain tzedakah kishemegil lahaposug vaoshiv hakavul defanecha v'atam moshe bakol. So many sidurim have. People will walk over, they'll put out money into the pushka at that point. Yesh makom shenogin lekabit tzedakah be'es kriyas haTorah. Some places, as the Mishnah Berurah, they go around with a pushka during the kriyas haTorah. V'hu shelo kehogan. It's not correct. Demevatlin ayidei zeh mili shmoa kriyas haTorah. V'ani es baruchu es Hashem. By doing this, by concentrating on the tzedakah, then a person in this case will not be focused, and they'll miss out on paying attention to every single word of the kriyas haTorah and by answering the baruchu. Okay, Simon Tzadi Gimel. Yashe Sha'a Achas Kodim Shiyokum Hispaldel Kadei Shiyachavin Libo Lamokum. The person should wait an hour, see if this means an hour actually, before they're davening in order to prepare themselves for tefillah. The Sha'a Achas Acher HaTefillah, an hour afterwards, Shlotehe Nir Ace Olav Kemosui Shememahir Latseis Mimeno. So it shouldn't look like it's a burden you can't wait to get rid of, so you should wait for an hour afterwards as well. Brings the Mishnah Berurah, whether this brings an hour or not. So there's Sifkat and Aleph Sha'achas. Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah Hochicho Megamora Da'af Agav. Even though the Bechol Malkom Damrinan Sha Pirusha Sha Muetes. Sometimes it just means a little bit of time. Hocha Pirusha. In this pshat, it means Sha'achas Meyud Beis Sha'os Bayom. It means a real hour. Mi whoever Zeh Lachasidim. These are for the extremely pious people. Ulishar, for everyone else, Dai Bishah Muetes She Yishhe Koidim Shiyaschil. So for everyone else, if you're not one of the Chassidim, you can wait a little bit of time beforehand. Shehu Kidei Hiluch Shmona Tfochim. The amount of time that it would take to walk 8 Tfochim. Kimo Shekosub Simin Tzadi. Sof Sif Chaf Ein Sham. Kosub Seder Hayom. Im Yochel His Akev. If you're able to wait a little bit, Ad Shelo Yishair Asar B'Beis HaKnesses, until you're not one less, there's not 10 people left in Shul, Tovla, that's very good. That would be the time waiting after the davening. Ayin Sham Tamo, we look there for the reason. Gam Ki Yeshiva B'Beis HaKnesses Hu Mitzvah B'Fnei Atzma. Because just sitting in a Beis Knesses, sitting in a Shul, is also a Mitzvah. And he brings in Sif Kut and Beis, Shiachavin Libo Lamokum, to have Kavano in davening, to focus yourselves. Arizal Haya Mispalam Mitoch HaSidr. The Arizal used to daven from a Siddur, Kidei Shiachavin Ma'od, to have better Kavano. Gam Shalol Lahavliya Nikuda. Not to, how ironic, Nikuda, I pronounced it wrong. Not to absorb, not to swallow up a Nikuda, a vowel. So everything depends on a person. Some would have better kavanah or not. They bring Reb Chaim used to. I think it was Reb Chaim. Maybe it was the Brisker Rav used to spend the entire Chodesh Elul just saying over the tefillah from the Yom and the Roim because he wanted to have it memorized because he felt he davened better not from a sitter. But again, says the Mishnah Berurah, whatever a person feels will help them. I personally notice that people seem to daven better when they are in fact using a sitter. Okay, Beis. Lo yamod lehispala el be'emo v'hachna. A person shouldn't start davening unless they have an awe and a humility. Lo mitoch schoik v'kalas rosh, not with joking and lightheadedness, devarim betalim, with worthless things. V'lo mitoch kas, not if a person's angry. El mitoch simcha. A person should be joyous when they are davening. Kegoin divrei tanchum shel Torah. Like we see in the words of the Torah, the divrei tanchumim, samach l'gulas l'mitzrayim, when it talks about what we're leaving, O samach letehila leDavid, Shekosubo says, Ratzon Yerav Yaseh, the will of those who fear Him, Hashem does, Shoymer Hashem es kol ohavav, God will guide, guard, will protect all who He loves. So we think about Hashem's love for us, and that's why we're davening. Mishnah Berurah says, In Gimel be'emu v'hachna, Shne'mar ivdu es Hashem b'yira, to serve God with a yira, with an awe, Hainu, hatzefila, she'ilane b'makam avoide, also Osa Beira. So nowadays we know that our tefillah is in the place of the kabanos. So when it says Eve Dues Hashem, serving Hashem with Yira, that's talking about davening. Lo mitoch, not through the joking around, lightheadedness, with the anger, roitzalomer, demitzim in a mufcha, shein umdim, elamitoch, aim of a hachno. Really, the correct thing is to do is that we should be humble and in fear and in awe of Hashem. Ella, kiven de'ein kol echad yochle yizahir lehachnis belibo hachna ve'ema. Not everyone is on the level they can feel a true sense of humility every single time they're davening. Al koponim lo yispal mitoch schoik el mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. Nevertheless, you shouldn't be lightheaded about it and treat it as a joke. Some people with a cavalier attitude, the way they approach the davening. No, we have to focus on what we're going to do and try to picture in our minds what the importance of davening in talking to Hashem. Gimel, ein umdim lispal mitoch din v'lo mitoch halacha. One shouldn't start davening immediately right after a psak halacha. All right, shelo yehei libo Torah ball. You're going to start thinking about it. You're going to be bald. You won't be able to focus on the davening. El mitoch halacha psuka. Really should have a clear-cut halacha paskind, and then you'll go ahead and daven. Hagav v'hayne nami kemo mitoch simcha. Right, having a psak given and a clear learning a halacha, that's like so simcha. Why? Because the judgments of Hashem, the statutes are upright, are yashar, and they bring simcha to a person's heart. In Sifkat and Hey, says the Mishnah Psuka, she'ein bo iyun v'lo machlokes. You don't have to think too deeply about it. There's not really a machlokes on this. Kedei shlo yitoreid al yidei zeh b'tefila. You won't be bothered by this while you are thinking. Some used to have a practice, they went to Dava Mincha right after a shir, because they felt mimon of shach. Either the shir didn't go well, or the davening's not going to go well. Mikomokum im asa pilpul halacha v'hischilu hatzibul hispalot. Let's say you're in the middle of working out a ksos or something like that, now it's time to daven mincha, yispalim oim. You should daven with him. You can't, why? With prad achshav, nowadays, she'ein mechuvan, mechavnin kokach betfilu. We don't have such kavana anyways. So therefore, a low His hero el lechadchila shlo yasoik bepilpul koidim hatefila. Meaning, you shouldn't purposely try to do this, but if that's where you're at, that's where you're holding, it's time to daven, so then our kavanah isn't so great anyway. So we could go ahead and daven. Continuing now in Sif Dalet, Ha'oisik b'tzarech hitzibur ka'oisik b'torah dami. So if you're involved in communal matters, that's like being involved in Torah. Pirush, this means le'inyin la'amod mitocho l'hispalo. Means to stop in the middle of it and get up and daven. Shagam zo simcha hi lo sha'oisik b'tzarech hitzibur. It's a tremendous simcha for a person to be privileged to help out the Klal Yisrael. Yesh Meforshim, others explain what it means that the Tzarech Hitzibur is the same thing as like Osek B'Torah. Dehain, this means le'inin de'in tzarech lifsoik lehispala. You don't have to stop because you're Osek B'Mitzvah at that point. Mishnah Berurah speaks out in Sifkat and Vav, le'inin lamod, bilvad sheheidoime lehalacha psuka. It has to still be like something that's clear cut. Shaloi hebo dover shel tirda. That if you're in the middle of, you know, communal needs and something's not resolved, so then you're going to be thinking about that. So that's no good either. You shouldn't be mevatel the tefillah b'tzibur. V'chol shekein im misyare shiavur hazman d'rashoy l'espalo. So certainly, if you're afraid you're going to miss the zman, then you would be allowed to daven. Zayin le'inyan l'chein poska hachronim. This is how the achronim hold that you would not have to stop. This why it speaks out in Ches. L'espalo da'afilu im yavur zman tefillah. Even if you're going to miss the zman. If you're the only one who can take care of this important matter, then you don't stop. You don't even have to daven a second mincha at this point because you missed your shachris. Right? You don't have to daven. So at the time when the chiyah for shachris was present, right? Min hadin, since you were osik b'tzarech hitzibur, your potter, ain't tzarech l'tashlumin klal. You do not have to repeat it. It's as if you didn't miss it.